Hello, Quibus.
Shalom and shalom to all the listeners out there, and thank you for having me on the show today.
It's a pleasure.
People are addicted to their victimhood, you know, and they like to be in that situation.
Why?
You know, they get attention. You know, Tony Robbins says that we as human beings love attention. So it can be in two ways. Either it can be constructive or it can be deconstructive. So constructive is when we do something good and it lifts us up. But deconstructive is when we do something like we want to play the victim and in a sense actually make it worse in the end of the day.
Gives us attention. Look at Simon.
It's a list. I've got a full on A4 piece of paper in front of me. Every line is full of something that you suffered with. I mean, at some point you had the right to turn around to say it's enough. Why me? I mean, this didn't end. It wasn't just the hemophilia, Kathy. The hemophilia led to hepatitis C, which led to being immobile, which led to blood on the brain, which led to. I mean, I thought you were going to come in. I was shocked. I didn't realize that was you. I see this big, like, Afrikaans rugby player coming in, and I thought you were going to, like, hobble in on four crutches.
Somebody's actually the same height as you,
no, I mean,
Simon.
Come on. Is this for real?
Yes, Simon, it is for real. To think if you saw me more than a year ago, you would have seen me in my crutches, and you would have seen me in my wheelchair. You know, doing presentations was always a challenge because I couldn't stand for long. And the great thing is where I'm now currently is I just get better and better every day. You know, I need to get both my elbows replaced. I need my ankles to be fused. Anytime, like this morning I woke up, my nose was bleeding. It took an hour and a half for it just to stop bleeding. So I'm in challenges every day, but as you see me walking, people can't question, but how could we saw you 2 years ago not being able to walk, and yeah, you are walking and getting better.
Are you a religious guy?
I'm a religious guy, yes.
Okay, now that might explain.
How would it change for somebody who's religious versus somebody who's not religious? According to you, sorry?
According to me, who's irreligious.
Yeah. Yes.
That there's
what
a plan and a purpose and, you know, it'll all be okay, or maybe. I don't know.
Did you just say that people who don't believe in God don't have plan and purpose?
Kathy, this interview is not about me.
Yeah, it looks like we're focusing on silence.
Listen, I'm a mutz. I'll go to that Moni place. And I'm just thinking, you know, maybe if you're religious, you wouldn't get there so fast. You'd see the...
If you're religious, there's reasons for everything.
Yes, there's reasons. That's where I'm going, which must make it easier at some level.
Even though you're not religious, you have to believe in something.
Yes.
You know, because there's certain laws in the world, either law of attraction, law of relativity, law of gravity. So there's certain laws, and you still have to believe in something, you know. No matter what you do, whatever you sow, you're going to reap. So if you believe in science or you believe in something, you're going to believe in something. You can't come and tell me you don't believe in anything. And even though you believe in something, that brings it real, you know. It's like a farmer, you know, whenever you want to reap something, you have to prepare the ground. You have to decide what seed you're going to plant. And then you have to look after that seed on a daily basis. And before you know, you're going to reap that harvest. So that is normal, natural laws. And we can't fight against those laws because it is there. It is what governs the world. It's what governs us.
What makes you different? What is it that makes you different that you don't occupy that victim space?
I think I was a victim at one point.
Yeah.
I was addicted to that. You know, I would
make
excuses.
So you actually saw it?
Yeah, I was there, you know, not being able to walk, you know, I got attention. I just had to ring a bell and people will come and bring cool drink for me, will wash me, will dress me, you know.
And then you got tired of the room service.
Yeah. So something like that, you know, it wasn't good enough anymore. But it got to a point, you know, my sons were born and something had to change. And, you know, we were expecting our second child. Before that, actually, my first son was born. I got to the hospital. I could never pick him up. You know, at one point, this glass in front of us, you know, I couldn't even pick up this glass to my mouth. That's how my joints are. You know, it's so bad. And I will show you now. And I couldn't even pick up my son when I got to the hospital and hold him. And 4 years later, the result of that, I could never pick him up. I could never play with him. That he drew a picture of us expecting a second child. And we didn't know if it's a boy or a girl. And so over the girl, he drew a cross and he says, Dad, I don't want a little sister. You know, I want a little brother that can kick ball with me because you can't do it with me. And when he got to me, I also had a big cross over me. And he said, Dad, you are dead to me. And that made me realize the importance of life. You know, I was at a crossroad in my life and I had to decide, am I going to give up or am I going to do something about it? And I think we all come to that point of life, no matter who we are, at a crossroads, and we need to make a choice. And sometimes we make the choice where we go on a deconstructive a path where we don't give a damn. We like to just play the victim, and we don't want to change, and we don't want to grow. Or we go on a different path and say, but there must be something more. You know, why do we wake up? Why do we live? You know, I was at that point asking that questions, and I wanted to give up, you know, and to a point where somebody invited me to a weekend, and I experienced my first thing called walking on fire.
Oh, is that not the most amazing experience?
It is. And, you know, it's walking on 500 to 600 degrees Celsius. And,
Simon's looking at you. Simon, I'm telling you, don't feel it.
A little bit blown away by
you don't feel it. And you know
but he couldn't walk, so he was going to take a long time to get over
it. He was going to take a very slow.
So my friend actually assisted me walking over the fire, you know. Amazing. So I was basically on his shoulders walking over that fire. And getting to the other side and not being burned, I realized there's something magical, you know, how God has made us. And so our body can heal itself. So I needed to understand, how does the body work? How does the mind work? And I went on this path to discover this. And that's where I think by growing as a person and personal development, I discovered, but I don't have to be a victim. I can actually stand up in my power and start living again. And by doing that, I started discovering actually, wow, how powerful positive mindset is, how possible, powerful affirmations are. And I think that is important. You know, it can literally change your life. And, you know, thinking about it, you know, I climbed Kilimanjaro last year. You know, I had to go up with my crutches. You know, every day was like a thing of, I want to give up. And I actually gave up. You know, just before Stella Point, just before the rim, I sit and I gave up. You know, I was crying, looking at the sunrise. And my good friend that was climbing with me, Will Butler, was sitting there with me, and we cried as the sun came up. And he looked at me and he says, "Kubis, you know, you don't have to go up. Let's go down." And I'm like, "You're willing to give up your dream for me?" And he says, "Yeah, that's why he came. He made sure that I'm going to be safe." And I look at him and I says, "No, go live a dream. Go at least go to the top." And he said, before he left, he made eye contact with me. And as he made eye contact, he said, "Kubis, just remember why you came." And he gave me a hug and he left. And, you know, everything goes slow on the mountain. And I remember why. And that last moment, I got a jolt of energy and I could go up with my crutches this last few meters.
Amazing.
And so that is, again, you know, why do you wake up, Simon? You know, why do we?
Yeah, listen, we as Jews, we've got this. It's in our history. Not too long ago, there was a concentration camp, and some people decided, "I'm going to get out of this. I'm going to live." And others threw themselves on the fence.
Okay, but I need to tell you something else.
Hell of a question. Which person are you?
The concentration camps were 70 years ago.
Yeah,
they were 70 years ago. We've been around for 3,500 years. We have a much longer history.
Yeah, but
do you know what I mean? Like at some point, like we need to come back.
That's a different issue. I'm just saying, when faced with. With the most dire thing that life can throw at you, some people choose life and some people don't. And it's just a fascinating issue. At what point does one make that decision? And you've just told us.
And also, it depends on how you look at it. Think about it. You just say about a concentration camps and everything. But the thing is, do you look at it now and still play that victimhood? Or do you look at different and say, but actually, aren't we a blessed nation? And say, wow, we are still alive. We still have our country. We still have something to live for. We are still blessed no matter what happened. And suddenly by changing that mindset, the country Israel can make such a big difference in the world, because suddenly the mindset and the attitude has changed.
That is true. That is true. But you know what is so amazing is that, and what I'm hearing, like when you came in here, I would never in a million years think that you would have ever had a victim mentality. Your whole energy.
Nothing about him.
Nothing.
Brody, nothing.
Your energy is
walks,
this
nothing.
Powerful,
nothing.
Positive, giving. Like if you were a light, you would be this really bright light. And that's everything that's contrary. And so just thinking about what you're saying, you've obviously grown a tremendous amount. And I believe that happiness is a byproduct of growth.
Yes.
Yet we are raised to believe that happiness is an end in and of itself. That should be what we pursue life to be. But if you reframe life, all the rules change.
Yes.
And they've clearly changed for you.
The thing is, I realized happiness is a choice. You know, because we all say, I will be happy when I'm out of school. Then out of school, I will be happy when I have my first job. And then I will be happy when I get a wife. And then
I'll be happy when I buy that mattress. I'll be happy when I get that car.
And so it's so future lived. You know, I realized the only place we can be happy is in today. Is to be grateful for what we have today and just be happy. You know, it's a choice. It's to smile. It's to, for that moment, one thing I learned on the mountain is to stand still when there was nothing and you see this little yellow flower coming out in that like barren rock area and you're like, just stop for a few seconds and you're tired and you just want to get your breath. And you look at that and you're like, wow.
Life goes on, huh?
Out of all of this area, this flower is blooming. And by and being in that moment, you forget about being tired. You forget about where you, how far you still need to go. For that moment, you realize, I can be happy.
Incredible. Speaking to Kobus Visser, what an incredible young man. If you want to get in touch, this is how you do it. If you've got any questions, any comments that you'd like to make to him, and we're going to talk about his motivational speaking. We're going to be talking about some of his story. So get in touch. 34519, that's the text line. Those texts are charged at R1.50. You can also send a telegram because we are no longer going to be supporting WhatsApp. And that number is 061-895-1019. You can tweet at Chai FM. You can post on our Facebook page. Okay, it's going to take me weeks to understand that quote, because you, somebody please just explain it to me.
Happiness on your pursuit.
Not the pursuit of happiness.
But happiness.
The happiness of pursuit.
In the pursuit.
In the pursuit.
Because the thing is, it's like life is a journey, but it's not about the destination, it's about enjoying the journey.
Well,
that's how
we all go to the same destination, don't we?
Yeah, we all are going to die one day, you know. But I think it's what we do in between of that. And, you know, get out of our comfort zone. You know, I think, you know, how many of you are tired just to go from work 8 to 5, 8 to 5? Well, I know you have great work because you inspire and empower the listeners out there, but how many others are just in a dead end job? And
we're just normal people.
You think so, but
to speak to Corbuses.
But you give me the opportunity to inspire your listeners. So in a sense, you are changing people's lives out there.
Corbus, if you could have waved a wand and had things differently, would you have waved the wand?
You know,
Great questions, huh?
Well, there's a few things in my life that I would have loved, you know, if I had the opportunity to play sport, rugby. You know, you said I'm a big...
Oh, you look, yeah, let's, I mean, I'm stereotyping here.
Okay, hold on. Can I just ask you? Oh, if you'd had the opportunity to play rugby.
Yes, because I couldn't.
Right. As a hemophiliac, you can't.
You can't play, you know, so maybe take the hemophiliac away. But, and again, taking it away, you know, there's so many messages of people sending me about the difference I've made in their life, the changes. The other day I was at a high school. Cool. And I was teaching them something I call the fire hug, and I will teach you now. And this young girl posted and sent me a message and says, Kobus, you were at the right time, at the right place, and thank you for teaching that. I needed that because I wanted to give up. And
right now, somebody's listening who needs to hear exactly what you're saying.
Yes.
And I think that that is how the world works.
Yeah.
You hear, you experience exactly what you need to.
Yeah. And so can I take it away? No. And in the end, I lived my dreams in a different way. You know, I couldn't probably never play rugby, but, as a mental strength, using my mental strength, I had the opportunity to work with the Southern Kings rugby team, the Lions Women rugby team, the Eagles rugby team. So in a sense, I got to be part of that environment and still live in a say, you know, I was part of something like that, even
but
though
you had
I couldn't
to travel
play.
First and develop. You know, if you had never traveled and when I say travel, moved, where you have grown as a person, that's what I mean by move and travel, right? So you've come a long way, Quilvis.
Yeah.
If you hadn't made that trek, that journey, what would you have shared with us?
Yeah, I think that is the thing.
Would you have had something to share with us? Like sometimes that's the payoff.
I think we all have something to share in the end of the day.
Yeah.
But the thing is, if we too much in our ego and we live so much in ourselves, we're going to miss on what we have to share. You know, something about our journey, something, just a smile. There is always just that one thing that we can share. You know, that we can make a difference to that one person, no matter who you are. I believe in paying it forward. You know, I love teaching called something the fire hug, and it's a 3-step process. It's making eye contact first to acknowledge the person in front of you and also to show them that you are present. The second step is to go heart to heart, you know, because
we always hug the other side.
Yeah, but do you know why?
Why do we hug the other side?
Because have you been hurt in life?
Who hasn't? It's part of the human condition.
That's a way of protecting our heart to take it as far as the way. There's heart math. You can go Google it, heart math, and it's all about how the power of the heart is, what energy your heart can pick up. So we want to protect our heart. That's why we hug so far away. So by opening yourself up, because do you want more love?
I think the world needs more love, actually.
So to have more love, we need to give more love. And this is a way of giving love. So you hug heart to heart. And then the third step is the power step. As you breathe in together and you breathe out together. And in that moment, your brain releases something called serotonin. And it's just something that makes you feel good.
Human connection. It's actually scientific. What you're saying about that is scientific.
Yes. It's all scientific. But think about it. Social media. Think about emails. Think about all of this. We've missed.
It's counterfeit.
Connection.
We think we're connecting and we aren't. Kurbis, how does, if somebody wants to speak, you know, get you as a motivational speaker at their school, at their company, I mean, you do that.
I do.
That is what you do, right?
Yes,
and
that
you
is
motivate
one of the
people.
Yes.
You tell your story and you motivate people and you just lift up the people around you. So if you want to get hold of Kurbis, this is how you get in touch with him.
Yeah, so just to bring on that motivation, I like to give people tools to stay motivated. Otherwise, it's one day and it's gone. So for people to get a hold of me, it's easy, supermanlife.com. And that's the one website, or Kurbis Visser. But remember, Kurbis is with a C.
Kurbis Visser. But his parents also couldn't spell, apparently. It's like Mandy with an I.
Yeah. And welcome to connect with me on Facebook or LinkedIn. I love to connect with people and ask me and we can take it from there. I think that's the easiest way. Either Facebook, LinkedIn, or supermanlife.com. That's the easiest one to do and the spelling.
Incredible. Kurbis Visser, thank you very, very much for the time, for coming in, for speaking to us, for sharing your story, for just being the light that you really are.
I want to say thank you to you too, you know, making this possible. And I love it and I love to share my story. And thank you for giving me that opportunity to touch people's lives.
Our privilege and our pleasure.